I want my 5280 gig now!
Live from the Alamo Drafthouse, Littleton Cinema, 5280 Geek is proud to present Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, and my table of saucy companions.
Saucy.
Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron.
That's me.
Sir Toucher of Butts Tau. And our special guest, Lady Red.
I'm more of an aioli. I'm not so saucy. More of a dressing.
Aioli is just the name for fancy mayonnaise. You can fuck off.
Is that
you're right.
Is that the curve for this challenge? You must make a spicy aioli.
First of all, spicy aioli is easy. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, you just make mayonnaise and then you put Tabasco in it.
Yeah, you just put add spice to your sriracha.
Which one would be Alfredo? Because I sometimes have cheesy.
Well, I still have cheesy. You have cheesy pickup lines?
Oh, no, I think I beat you at that.
Yeah, I think you're dealing with the punny guy over here.
I literally start every Tinder conversation with, "Hey, you want to hear a shitty joke?"
Yes.
And it works every time.
Parker, my Tinder profile is literally, I like to play video games.
You pull out the space under package size.
I think. You know,
I think that's, yeah.
That's a good way to weed.
No, that sounds about right.
You know, you don't want to go out. You don't want to go out with someone who doesn't like your jokes.
Exactly.
And you can't go out with someone that can't accept your drinking.
Mm, that is a thing. Yeah.
I can't accept his drinking, but I still go out with him.
Wow, my drinking is not that bad.
It isn't in comparison. No, not even close.
I can at least drive home most of the time. Should I?
Questionable.
Just don't tell the police.
We are back. We are in a new bracket. The winner of last month's bracket was, of course, Dexter for finale flops that fizzled.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised.
I'm not surprised, but I'm also disappointed because Battlestar.
Battlegar Galactica. You know what?
Battlegar Galactica.
I can't let a quicker get kind.
Because the ending of Battlestar is so much worse than the ending of Dexter.
I don't know. You know what? For all its faults, I hate the ending of Battlestar is like reading a family circus comic, where it just makes you.
I hate to say I know what you mean.
Yeah, where it just makes your skin crawl, but you have nowhere to put that rage.
Yeah, because there's nothing else like it.
Yeah,
it's like you read it, and you go.
But Dexter is just such a disappointment.
How dare you make me see this with my eyes?
Well, I mean, I think it would have been better if Dexter hadn't basically broke everything that his character held sacred.
And I think that's why it makes me more mad. Like, Battlestar Galactica was just like, but like, this was just.
You know what it reminds me of? Should
rage
I segue?
Inducing.
Should I segue? Can I do the segue?
Segue, sure.
The end of Dexter, where they just kind of, it's very clear they just gave up, reminds me of, can we do the segue?
Sure.
Of Kirkman.
If you want to talk about that, we can.
What are we talking about?
This was breaking news, actually, just before we came up on the podcast. If you are a comic book collector, you need to be at your shop early Wednesday morning. It was released not moments ago that this is the final issue for Walking Dead.
Oh, this is it, huh?
This is it. However, this is a huge twist and a curveball. So issue 191, two issues ago, Rick Grimes got shot.
Oh my god!
And died.
Oh my! Oh, he's a zombie, isn't he?
Issue 192. They kill zombie Rick.
Oh my god!
They shamed him.
That makes sense.
He's shamed all over the place.
You usually have to shame all over the place.
They knocked the banner out of him.
They walk behind him with a church bell saying shame,
shame,
shame.
And now he's sin free.
It was his punisher. Punishment!
Oh my god, wow. You are just so.
Boo.
Leave the puns
to him.
Even
by my standards, that's bad.
Leave the
no! I'm having a great time.
Is this my punishment?
Ah. So,
Waka Waka. I wish I were dead.
Issue 193.
Walking Dead.
Which nobody saw this coming, basically. This is
Double Zombie.
There's still solicitations for 194, 195 in the future issues, but this is it.
Wait. Wait, so they're ending, but they have other
issues? They basically just threw a curveball and said, nope, that's not going to happen. This is the last.
Okay, that feels lazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, they had other things planned, and they're like, nah.
Yeah, that's kind of how the end of Battlestar Galactica made me feel.
Waka waka.
Maybe? I don't know. I mean, this really is kind of in Kirkman's wheelhouse of keeping...
Oh, he's just done?
Well, not only where he's done, but he kind of keeps you on your toes. You don't know. I mean, there's things that he's done in the comic series that have been revolutionary.
Right.
I mean, the comic itself saved Image. It's Image's top-selling comic book.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the number one comic books across the world.
So then I don't understand why he would end it. That's what I don't understand.
Well, and it should have been...
It's so successful.
It's so successful, but I know we're seeing kind of a downturn in it now.
Well...
We've gone, I think, as far as the story can carry us.
Sure.
And he'd always said that when he would kill Rick, that would be it.
Oh, and he did that.
And he did that. So, and I thought, and everyone thought that... they would hand it over to Carl, who in the comics is still alive.
Yeah,
but
yeah, because you can't fire your characters.
You can't fire your characters, no matter how they act out.
Your characters also can't quit.
Or go to college.
Yeah, isn't that what he was doing?
I think that's what he was doing.
I think he got fired.
Good for him getting higher education.
I think he gets fired.
So you're looking at one of the number one comics suddenly gone.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but okay, it's his comic. If he's willing to lose the money on it.
But when you look at it...
That's fine.
And you...
I think he's running the risk of losing more money if he sticks with it.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, you know, it's better to fade away than turn into a toilet-induced drug overdose.
Fair enough.
Which is honestly what his story is doing.
Well, we get a whole new world and whatever the new world order.
I know, I was trying to break out of the song.
We get the new world order, and that was just kind of meh. It's been on the down curve for a while. I haven't read it for a while. I've been just kind of catching up when the trades come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm curious how they're going to.
Well, if they're in the middle of like a story arc that was supposed to go on more issues,
yeah, I don't know.
Is he just gonna cut it short?
I don't know.
Like, oh, by the way, Carl's also dead. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah,
double Rick zombie.
Double.
He's a zombie again.
That's a new ice cream flavor. Double Rick zombie.
What it'll end up being
with
it'll
a
be
chocolate
like,
squirrel.
It'll be like,
ooh,
yeah. It'll be like 28 days later, where we pull out, and the entire U.S. is just in this big concrete bubble, and the rest of the world is fine.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay.
Like
that'd be a nice
like
twist.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That might family circus my brain. I might just start like ripping up paper. I might just start ripping up papers.
Under the dome. The bigger question, the heavier question, what happens to Image? Because this is Image's number one book.
They go back to Spawn, obviously.
Yeah. Oh my God, Spawn just is about to hit issue 300, and its sales have never been anywhere near what Walking Dead is. Saga is the second highest, most popular book in Image's arsenal, and they're on hiatus right now.
Maybe Kirkman's got something else he's been working on, and now it's the time to...
Maybe
now that's why they're cutting it, because he wants to go work on that full-time.
Maybe? I don't know.
I
mean, if it was anybody besides Kirkman, I'd be all like, yeah, that sounds plausible, but it's Kirkman, and I'm just like, I think he just realized that he couldn't keep up. He couldn't keep cashing the checks his mouth was promising.
Well, and I think between the movie Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, he's too thin.
Yeah.
Cause
because he's a part of all of that, isn't
he?
Yeah, and he shouldn't be a part of all
that. Fingers in all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see somebody else's take on that world and on that story.
Well, yeah, that's why I think the show was successful before he got involved with it, because we were seeing somebody else's take.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like, no.
And they came up with better ideas, and he took it personally.
He did take it personally. And really, you got to – I mean, this is one point where George R. R. Martin has it right. Yeah, I said it. That you know what?
Did that hurt?
No. Just sit back and collect your royalties, bitch.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what Martin did right of like, you know what? I'm just gonna let it go.
Yeah, just
I'm gonna write my own crap. You guys got this, right? I'm gonna go do my
own. Now he loses credibility on that respect when he was complaining about the finale. It's like, well, then maybe you should meet a deadline. I don't know, man. So
they have something to work with.
Of all the people who complain about the ending of Game of Thrones, George R. R. Martin, I take the most offense to.
Mm. Oh, that he complained.
Yeah, the fact that he complained was like, I don't know, maybe you should have shown up. Huh? All right, fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a bit of a give and take where it's like he's mad about it, but also it's like, dude, you weren't there. Like, you were smart for not being there because you just let that baby ride out.
I mean, it'd be one thing if you were mad about it because you finished the series. And you didn't like their take on it? Fine. You don't like their take on it, but you didn't even finish it. Yeah. But no, Kirkman, it's like, nah, man, you
he got offended.
And quite frankly, think about that from a creative standpoint. If you were a creator and you spend half of your existence in another world that you created on paper.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. And in that world you're like issue 196. Where you're far into the future, all these characters have done other things, and they've done different things that is being done on the interpretation of the TV show, and all of a sudden you have to. It's Wednesday, so you have to go to the writer's room and go to their version of your world. That would be a severe migraine.
Well,
like all the time.
And it's kind of weird because I mean, Tony Moore, who was the beginning artist for Walking Dead, basically got the big jerk off and sent out the pasture and was ignored for pretty much over half of the show's life.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony had to fight to get his name even added and credited for the creation of this world. So I can see where it would be weird, but at the same point, I don't know. I mean, I think Kirkman basically...
No, I'm just saying, like, think about it from a creative standpoint where you're, like, every day of the week you're thinking about this world and you're in this stage of the world with this part of the characters and they're doing this, and then it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you gotta go to the writer's room and go be in this stage of the world with these same characters but in a different stage, and different ones are alive and different ones are dead. That would freaking mess with my head.
Well,
yeah,
and he
I
didn't say
that'd be
when he
bad.
Killed Andrea in the comic.
Oh, yeah, and then she's, like, still alive on the show.
No, Andrea's been dead for a long time
on
the show.
Oh, Andrea died sooner
on
the show. Oh,
that's right. Okay,
died in the comics. And Kirkman actually went on record saying, it's been the weirdest thing because she's been dead on the show, but I've been carrying her death for a very long time. I wrote this ages ago, and now I can finally come to an end and to peace with it because it finally...
She's actually dead on the comic.
Because she's actually dead in the comic. So I think you're right. I think it's tearing.
Which is another reason why it's like, just collect your royalties.
Yeah, just
stay
leave.
Out of it.
Yeah. I'm surprised she's getting involved with the movie. I really am.
And maybe this is maybe his end game the entire time.
I think deep down he feels like a tiny prick compared to Neil Gaiman, and it's eating at him. Oh. And he's just like he just goes to the urinal and looks down and it's just like, aw.
Well, and
not on his phone.
Not on his phone.
You're adorable. I love it.
And
eat your popcorn.
And speaking of Neil Gaiman. Gaiman.
Was that words that you just said?
Have some water.
Speaking of Neil Gaiman.
Speaking of Neil Gaiman.
His Sandman series is getting turned into a live action series. So
hell
I think this is even more of a twist.
Fun fact.
In his side.
Fun fact. I was not the first to complain about this.
You weren't the first to complain about this?
Yeah. I heard about this from some of my friends who are diehard Neil Gaiman fans.
Right.
And they just, it's like political beliefs. We just pretend to not, they don't exist when we're in the same room together. It's like, we don't talk about that with each other because we know we're just never going to agree. But but they're the ones who came to me and were all like, this is awful and I don't want this to be true and this is just going to be a mess. I'm like, it didn't come from me!
New Line Cinema tried to turn this into a film about 3 years ago, actually. So 3 years ago, New Line Cinema tries to turn this into a film, and that just failed miserably. So now we have Netflix coming in and saying, okay, let's let's do this.
And yeah. y'all were worried about Disney taking over and killing Netflix. Y'all.
You know, and I think...
Yeah, Netflix is on its own, man. They're doing great.
They're doing great. They're going to do fine.
Well, I think what they saw with the return on Good Omens, what they got, they're like, uh-oh, we better... We can't
we
let this...
snatch that.
We
got to
snatch this up.
Yeah, but you know what
up.
The problem is? Is they just saw Gaiman. They forget that that's Pratchett.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see.
And you know what? I...
What was your question?
No.
Not that I've heard.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So with Gaiman, yes, Terry Pratchett is the key element to Good Omens. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Because most of Neil Gaiman's stuff that's been turned into film adaptations has failed. Most. Not all. Yeah, Coraline is really...
Coraline, I think, is an offshoot just only because it's a kid's story,
it's
though.
It's a kid's story, and that does make a difference.
Yeah, it helps.
I did enjoy the fact that it still had creepy elements.
Right.
But it's not as creepy as the book. The book is 10 times worse.
No, the book is way creepier.
Way worse, yeah.
I think that's why I don't like the film.
Because they toned it down?
Yes!
Well, and you know what? I know I catch a lot of shit, but I do like Stardust.
Oh, okay. Stardust is great. You're right. Stardust is definitely the exception.
And I think that's the one that is... But I also think that he did... Because there are elements in that movie that are right out of the book.
Yeah.
And they do take certain liberties to limit how Gaiman-y it gets.
Well,
they have to.
It's a very well done adaptation. You are right. Stardust and Coraline are definitely the exceptions. Like I said, not all, but most. But think about how well Neverwhere miniseries did. Flopped horribly.
Yep.
American Gods. I know you all are watching it because you like the soundtrack and you think the special effects are cool. But let's all admit it. We liked the ending of Game of Thrones more.
Well, and it's true. Oof. I mean, because I looked at the end of American Gods. At the end of American Gods, I still don't know what the hell happened.
You don't know what's going on.
No idea.
They just keep introducing characters. Yeah. It's like playing tabletop games, and instead of getting on the campaign, it's like, no, but I just got this version of the Monster's Manual. Let's read this.
Yeah.
Why? Why are we here?
I think my only complaint with Coraline was Whitey.
Yeah.
I wanted her to do it alone.
YB was added for the movie, and he bothers me, and it's why I can't watch that movie.
Well, and I think they wanted to have filler because you need dialogue, and you can't.
Yeah.
They can't have her internal dialogue going.
Yeah,
so they have to round out.
Externalize.
They have to bring it out somehow.
I understand that, but it. Really
but I think it's a bad choice.
Yeah, because I mean, like it could have been like Spirited Away, where like Chihiro's going through this entire journey with the help of others, but still going through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, and that's a Tim Burton choice, assuming that kids are too dumb to understand this.
Yeah.
And Spirited Away proves that you can do this in a kid's movie. And it will be creepy as all hell, but in a fun, but, for kids.
For kids.
But,
I mean, with Good Omens being
great.
A huge success, I've watched it again, second time through. Still is good. In fact, I'm gelling on it even more.
It's great.
I really like it.
I have no complaints.
And
about
I'm really
it.
Pissed that we're not going to get a sequel.
You shouldn't get a sequel.
But we shouldn't.
But I liked it that much that I want one.
It's the apocalypse. You only get one go at it.
And it ends really well, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to let it not get a sequel.
I'm worried about that. Yeah.
No, they said they're not going to do a sequel. But I'm saying I liked it so much, I want one.
I can keep saying that.
Oh, Joss Whedon's Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
That's not Joss Whedon.
Oh.
No,
which
not.
One am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What's the horror one with the cabin in...
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, but it's not Joss Whedon.
It's not Joss...
Yeah, and the monsters are getting out?
That's not Joss Whedon's.
Who is that, then?
Like, let's look it up. I know it's not Joss Whedon. I just don't know who it is.
Okay. Yeah, did you not see? Everybody's dead.
That'd be Drew Goddard. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You were right. Joss Whedon is a writer on it.
Why do you
but
need...
But so is Drew Goddard.
Thank you. Okay.
You don't need sequels to everything.
You don't. And thank you. I thought Joss Whedon was involved with
He's
that.
He's involved.
Yes. Because that is his writing. Because that is a page
quips.
Right out
it's
of freaking Buffy.
Man.
What are you sighing? Because I was right about something?
Yeah, it's really irksome.
He still wasn't right about Peter Porker. And I still feel good about that.
It's like -20 degrees right now.
You know what? You're not. I say.
Okay, roll on the floor.
So with Gaiman now being, I think, a resounding hit, riding the Good Omen wave, they're going to finally give him Sandman. Now, my issue, and it may not even be an issue, how do you capture Sandman and maintain a decent budget for Netflix?
Great question.
Well, okay, if anyone can do it, it's Netflix.
Yeah, they do decent stuff with the budgets they usually get.
They actually do.
But they give good budgets to things that deserve it.
So
you can tell. Like, Stranger Things has, like, probably their biggest budget right now.
Yeah.
I would say so. Either that, or I mean, how does Black Mirror fit in there? Because I mean, they've done some trippy stuff.
Well, seeing as they only had 3 episodes, they probably don't get as much
maybe
love. And plus, that's mostly independent. They just kind of threw money at them.
That's true.
There's like a lot, because
I think that
creators
is another studio. You are right.
Well, if anyone can do it justice, it'll probably be Netflix. But but my point is that, you know, Gaiman is just, he's hit or miss. Actually, he's more miss than hit.
Yeah, he's probably.
And I don't understand why Kirkman feels intimidated by it.
I think
it, but
he's
it's
feeling
very clear. It's very clear.
I think he's hitting 500. If I was to give Gaiman, I would put him at 500 because he's about even right now. He's only redeemed himself as of late, but
he's had more misses than hits.
Yes, because Neverwhere sucked.
Neverwhere was
and that's one of my my favorite novel by
it's my
by
favorite
Gaiman.
It's my favorite novel.
But
I think it's one of the best novels.
See, I've never actually read it. I've only seen the adaptation.
Oh my goodness, you poor thing! Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
I was like, this is garbage.
It's like so bad. Oh.
So, I mean, if you're unfamiliar with the Sandman series, it shifts between horror and fantasy. The central character, of course, is Morpheus. He is the Sandman. He is the Keeper of Dreams.
He's just angry.
And he is angry, and he has a reason to be, because he gets tricked and kind of, like, isolated and
shoved
away.
I'm just saying, if he was a woman character, this would just be Thursday.
Well, and the woman character, his sister is Death.
Yeah, so she's not pissy at all.
No, she's not pissy at all.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm excited to
just
see.
Just put a tampon up there and get over it, you bitchy little Morpheus.
I'm excited to see Cain and Abel. Because they're in that story, and that whole dynamic
they pull from a lot of different things that I really appreciate.
They did.
It almost feels like Good Omens, but
I think it was written about the same time.
Yeah,
so he just finished working Sandman, or was still putting out issues.
He was still putting out issues.
When he and Pratchett got together, so
So it was on his brain. Mm-hmm.
So, which is why that book would not have succeeded without Terry Pratchett's sense of humor.
Yeah,
it's because he would have just been
his bit of madness.
He would have just
in.
Been a little too grouchy.
The dialogue, God's voiceover, all of it
is so
Pratchett. It's perfect.
But
it's
almost, yeah,
balanced. It's
like you almost expect it to be on Discworld.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you know what? You know what? If Netflix wants to pick up more Discworlds and turn those into miniseries, throw money at that, man.
Yeah, please.
That would be
because I finally started getting into that, and I'm a fan.
Right?
Color Magic, yeah. Also, that we're trying to get into when it comes to television shows is Holy Moly.
We have
two episodes that have aired.
No, yeah, you have Holy Moly.
I know, I did. It auto-corrected on me when I was typing
it.
Oh,
sure.
But it's Holy Moly, and it is awesome.
It's such awful. A garbage show.
Rob Riggle, I never thought that I would enjoy anything from Rob Riggle, because I hate him on
the show.
He does. He's actually pretty funny. And I want to do some research on some of the golfers, like this one guy that showed up in the track suit.
I want to make sure they're not doing steroids.
Yes. These guys need to be
tested.
Swear
to God, I'm not doing it. All right, Tony, calm down.
And Rob Riggle's sitting there joking about him like being a soprano.
Oh, yeah.
And just,
Does he call him a Guido at one point?
He does call him a Guido.
Just like, oh, buddy.
He's a Guido wearing an Egyptian cartouche on his neck instead of the Italian horn.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's so weird.
That's okay. It's fine.
What I appreciate is they find a lot of weird people. A lot of them just annoy me. The video game guy who's like, I come to win. I'm the winner. I'm number one. And I'm just like,
with the unicorn hoodie.
Yeah,
I hate him.
Yeah,
the best. Well, not one of the best, but he was funny. Was the old guy, the legend, mm-hmm. who trying to like hop pedestals, end up taking a dink.
Oh, I was gonna say, I almost felt bad for that guy. Like, it looked like it hurt.
What looks like it hurts is the Dutch land with the windmills.
I know,
we have to dodge the windmills.
I told you, the windmills, man.
That woman got thrown like 30 feet.
Oh, yeah. That is not... That,
It doesn't seem safe. It seems like this is the kind of show that we're going to get like 20 more seasons of. It's going to be like Wipeout. It's going to be like we're going to get 20 more seasons. Because people just like watching other people get hurt.
I don't. Am I weird? I don't like watching other people get hurt.
I know a few people that don't like that.
I don't like this.
I mean, I do. I think it's hilarious.
It's cringeworthy, but I have to admit, I laughed my ass off when that woman got hit.
I was going to say, I think that's the loudest I laughed at that show. I got a few chuckles out of me. But
no, don't get me wrong. I liked the America's Funniest Home videos with all the like crazy falls.
Guy getting kicked in the crotch.
I still watch fail videos on YouTube constantly.
But this is just...
You're like, it cringes too much for you?
Yeah, this is a little too much pain.
It's just the idea of... I still want to try out for that show.
Yeah. I think that might be in your future. I think that might be in your future.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Also in your future is going to be Stranger Things premiering Thursday.
Who's celebrating the 4th of July doing outdoorsy things? Not me. I'll be
none
Stranger
of us
things.
At this table.
Oh, man.
I'll be grilling a hot dog out on my little grill.
No, I know you don't go outside. The only advantage you have is you come with a natural tan.
Outside? I drive.
She goes outside. It's like, meh.
Tao's tan just comes from the transition of the car to her house and to her work. All right. Well, yeah, that's because you hang them out the window.
Smurf's in the passenger side like a dog. He just hangs out the window.
I was gonna say.
His ears just flap.
Ears flap, tongue going. I'm excited. We're gonna do a Stranger Things barbecue on Saturday.
Saturday
to follow up on all of this.
Hell yeah!
So it'll be
my toasting folks.
I'm gonna bring s'mores stuff because I feel like that's appropriate.
S'mores? I think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Any bets on who dies?
I'm sure they haven't been introduced yet.
Yeah, we're going to get introduced to another hobbit, and he's going to die. I'm going with Pippin this time.
Well,
I think I broke him.
Well, that's because Mary died on Lost.
Oh, he did.
And it was the lamest.
It's not Penny's boat.
It's
not Penny's boat.
It's the lamest death in that entire
not
show.
Not Penny's boat.
Oh, my God.
And then he drowns, and you're like, cool.
It's like there's no reason for that to happen.
Well, I laughed, and I stepped backwards, and I hit the bench, so I'm like, all right, I'm down.
I knocked him over.
I think you should stay down. Yeah. Stay down there.
Oh, my God.
Stay down. It's fine.
Yeah, if they introduce another Hobbit character, I'm just...
I just hope they eventually introduce the entire Lord of the Rings cast and just kill them all off, like, season after season.
No, man, it's got to be Thanos this time.
You know what? I'd like to see Josh Brolin in that show.
Seriously, right?
He could be, like, an FBI agent that comes in.
Him and Hopper are always arguing. And
no, he comes in like, the black suit. Tie and the sunglasses.
Oh, the Men in Black.
Very Cable-esque.
Yeah.
And he just has that
he'll
expression.
He'll be Men in Black.
He'll have that expression like he does when Deadpool's growing his legs back. Of just... And then there'll be this moment where he'll be like, don't worry, we'll get him. And he snaps. And it's just the moment where we're all just like, aha!
Yeah, you get all three again. Yeah. Men in Black, Cable, and Thanos.
He's in Men in Black?
Yeah.
He's in Men in Black 3.
Young Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, he's in Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I only saw the first one, and I got on with my life.
All right, fine.
Men in Black 3 is great.
We will keep you up to date on our theories and such. We won't try to give away too many spoilers next week after watching Stranger Things.
I will watch every episode.
Yeah, we're going to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, one sitting, for sure. Also, in case you missed it... Our shop is live.
Our shop is live.
I'm excited.
You can get a shower curtain. With our logo on it.
You know what? I'm going to do my entire bathroom in 5280 Geek.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is the... Like,
that's disgusting.
You're this close from wearing the velour suit.
I was going to say, are we going to get you a full, like, three-piece suit with the logo on it?
Yes, we are.
That's so Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, he just threw up a little.
Yep, that just came out right now. My whole bathroom is going to be 5280
geek.
Threw
up. It came out of somewhere else.
I'm going to have martini glasses made martini with the logos. Glasses. Yes.
Actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind a pint glass.
Pint glass would be. You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, pint glass would be good.
It'll come.
But we're on Redbubble.
We will make it, and it will come.
And I think, is there a promo for Redbubble right now?
There is.
It expires by the time this airs. So.
Damn it! Never mind. There's no promo.
There's no promo. No promo.
Just buy our stuff. What?
Hmm? Yeah.
So much. I think there's a mug on Redbubble. I think
there is. That's in fact we have the mug and the T-shirt because you know we're more than a podcast. Way of life. Stay geeky.
He was practicing that in the car.
Yeah, he probably was.
You're not my mom.
You're not my dad.
No, I said don't marry my mom.
Oh,
yeah. Don't marry my mom.
I may date your mom, but that should be on a shirt.
Is your mom single?
I know. Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm telling you.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, Aaron's got a thing for single moms.
I do have a thing for single moms.
Actually, I think single moms have a thing for him.
Tomato, probably blow. Like,
Hobbit.
I would absolutely do that. I would. No, single moms have a thing for me. It's not the other way around.
So are you saying I can't
date
your
mom?
Can
I meet
your mom? I'll come at you.
So party at Tao's house.
Nice.
Yeah. Bring the wine coolers.
I will come for you.
I'll get Smirnoff ice.
She just sees me chasing
after
you guys in the back.
No! Also,
we should move on.
In latest news, please don't marry my mom. I don't think your mom's going to marry.
Not yet.
No, we already established he died and lost. We're looking for Pippin this
That's
season.
Right. That's exactly what we're looking for.
And we're
Come
back.
On, Pippin. Also, in the latest news, the first cast member, major cast member, has been named for the new Ghostbusters 2020, and it is Paul Rudd.
I think a few other cast members have been named, but yes, Paul Rudd.
You know what? None of them matter.
Finn Wolfhard would disagree with you. We were just talking about Stranger Things.
Finn, you know what? Finn doesn't compare to Paul Rudd. He does not compare to the greatness.
That is Paul Rudd.
That is Paul Rudd.
What about Bill Murray? Because he said he's down.
You know what? If Murray shows up, all the better. But I'm not putting my money on
It'd be
Murray.
5 minutes of Bill Murray.
Yeah. He shows up. Next thing I know, he gets thrown out the window
again,
and that's it.
You guys killed Bill Murray twice.
Amen. Staying consistent.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say I like this idea that Bill Murray keeps getting killed off in different movies.
Does he get killed in the new The Dead Don't Die?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I know he gets killed off in Zombieland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Isn't the same exact death where he's just like?
That's still a little like Woody Harrelson puts his finger in his chest, and it's like that's still a little tender.
But the worry
Paul Rudd.
Great. I'm full
You're
bore.
Yeah.
Online.
What are you worried about?
Booyaka shot.
I am. Sort of. I'm upset now because if he's doing Ghostbusters 2020, that means there's no Ant-Man sequel coming yet.
Well, no. Yeah. I think they had said that that's probably going on hiatus for a hot minute.
Why?
He'll probably do cameos and stuff, but I hate to say the Ant-Man movies don't make as much as a lot of the other Marvel movies. Like, I love him in everything he does, and I love the Ant-Man series, but they look at numbers they don't really care about. Plus, we want new stuff. I want new characters to be introduced to the MCU.
Yeah, like a new Spider-Man.
Another new one?
Another one?
We could get a new
I hate to tell you, they've already signed on for 8 movies. They announced that this weekend.
Right,
so.
We get a new actor to play Peter Parker, and then we get Bingo.
They're just
that's 5, man.
They're just gonna bring Tobey Maguire back from the other.
So I've talked to somebody about this. I want that. I want Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel like Tobey Maguire because he's a little older. He's the one who also almost broke his back.
Yeah.
And to be fair, all of the scenes and everything they talk about in the Spider-Verse,
most of them
are Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
He even does the finger guns thing.
Yeah,
I just watched it today.
Well, yeah. It's on Netflix, so I've watched it like three times.
I watched it again today.
I'm like, okay.
I still cry at his Uncle Aaron dying.
No.
But the whole that's Maguire's. That's Maguire's.
Yeah, Maguire's Spider-Man.
Spidey. Sure.
It was both of them, technically. Yeah.
Technically. But it's mostly...
Yeah, oops.
I mean, if they brought back Andrews...
I'd like both of them.
I would love to have both of them.
I'm always the you know, unpopular opinion here. I actually kind of like The Amazing Spider-Man.
I agree. I like it more
it's,
than...
It's... So you are going to want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a better Peter Parker, but Andrew Garfield's a way better Spider-Man.
Way better.
Way better. He has the quips, he's funny.
The great thing about this is, if they did do a Spider-Verse, they really could bring Nick Cage in as Spider-Noir and just leave the mask on.
Oh, absolutely.
He wouldn't have to... He,
I would love... Oh,
he could
my
just,
God.
He could just stay in that role.
Yeah.
Would be perfect for me. And then, of course, everyone was asking me about the whole Mysterio storyline, because Far From Home opens tomorrow.
Yeah.
Opens today, depending upon when you're watching.
Midnight.
Tonight, Tuesday,
today,
midnight,
now.
Today.
It's happening now.
It's happening now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now? No, just then. When?
Now?
No, yesterday.
Sometimes today? Spot comes in.
Hey, when Paul Rudd's at Ghostbusters?
So the theory is that this whole thing is an illusion, that they really didn't rip the multiverse.
No, man, they just legalized shrooms, and that's what happened.
No, yeah, I like that that's the thing that everybody's talking about. They're like, well, no, how could he tear a hole in dimensions? And I'm like, he's a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah. He's a bad guy. Yeah,
and that's and I'm hoping that's it. That everybody's in on the gag. That everyone's in on the plan to
except
rise up.
Except what's his face, right?
Except for who?
The actor,
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Tom Holland. Yes,
or Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, Jake Gyllenhaal can keep his mouth shut.
No, I did have the end credit scenes spoiled for me.
Oh no!
So don't go on the internet late at night when you're a little drunk, kids.
That's
I think
just
that's
good
just
advice.
A good law.
That's just
yeah,
good advice,
nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
I also had the Captain America catching the hammer scene spoiled for me by Reddit because somebody posted a GIF of boobs and then it changed to that and I was like,
oh
no,
that's a horrible.
That's the worst. That's the worst bait and switch.
Why aren't you?
That's
I'm an ass man.
That's literally the worst bait and switch I've ever seen.
It was awful. I was like,
I don't know. If
the girl starts lifting up her shirt, and all of a sudden it cuts to Captain America catching
Thor's
hammer. And
I feel
like
that's like the nerd version of revenge porn.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. That was one of the worst days of my life.
Son of a bitch!
I wanted to die inside a little bit.
Isn't the new extended version coming out
for
Endgame?
Do you guys want me to tell you what that is? Because the footage isn't.
Because it's at that the exciting. It's at the end of the credits.
Yeah, it's not. It's not like a real end credit scene.
You're
it's
not a real.
It's
end
nothing
credits.
New. There's a deleted scene, and then there's a nice tribute to Stan Lee.
Okay.
No, it was more like Darth Vader at the end of that terrible movie.
Oh, when Panda died.
Yeah. No. But so the end credits stuff for Endgame being re-released, it's not.
I'm still probably going to go see it one more time.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
but if you're only going for the end credit stuff, it's on YouTube.
I'm happy that they destroyed. Well, I guess they didn't destroy, but they surpassed Avatar.
They didn't.
Yeah.
No.
No, they didn't.
They didn't make it.
Yeah. But they did.
No.
Look it up.
By this much.
Yeah, it was close.
With this thumb.
They were going to, but the numbers just didn't
make it. With this thumb.
Yeah.
Well, while Tao looks that up, new trailers also to hit. Besides
Avatar's
the...
Avatar's like
2.7
million.
2.1, so close.
Well,
which is good.
It sank the Titanic a long time ago.
Quite frankly, Titanic was the Avatar of its day. Of why did this movie make so much money?
Because James Cameron's name's on it.
Because this movie is terrible.
Yeah, it's two.
It's just terrible.
Right there with Never mind. I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole. new trailers to hit. Jumanji, the next level, looks...
Oh, I'm so stoked.
Freaking hilarious.
The Rock as Danny DeVito is... him doing that accent really poorly.
I love your work. Not to mention is Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart is Danny
Kevin
Glover.
Hart. And
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, fantastic. This can't get any better. This looks amazing. Because you have Kevin Hart acting like an old, or like acting like Danny Glover. Is the scenes they show is hilarious.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
I'm so excited to see this.
What? You're making a face.
You are making a face.
What?
That's just my face.
No, I won't complain about something face.
No, there's not.
It is.
There's something specific.
What do you not like? What don't red? Red?
You didn't like the first. You didn't like the first Jumanji. You didn't watch it.
Both. Probably both.
But probably both. Red's just staying quiet over there. Okay. No, nothing.
I guess.
It
was a nice tribute to him.
It is a nice tribute to him. The new trailer just landed before we even came on as well, and it looks classic, so good. So, and Danny DeVito being, I mean, as soon as I saw Danny DeVito, all I could see is like It's Always Sunny. That's all I see when I see him now.
Trash man. Yeah, he's the trash man.
That's all he is.
Oh, that's right, because she's scared of Danny DeVito, right?
No, because he's in the girls' room, and she goes, "This is the girls' room. You're not even supposed to be in here." And his response is, "Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work!" And chases after to hug her.
Yeah, and then she runs out of the bathroom, and then they have to do the conversation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Man, I need to go rewatch that movie.
No, I learned that one of my friends has never seen the girls. Granted, he like 5 years in the U.S. and he's never seen.
Well, I can't.
You're a bad friend.
You are.
Whoa! I didn't know until
you should not have allowed this.
Well, because I made references and you laughed at them, so I assumed that you knew what I was talking about.
Because you're just saying funny things loudly.
I giggle when I'm uncomfortable too.
I giggle when I'm uncomfortable too. To be fair, I haven't seen Mean Girls.
Oh my God!
What? Oh, we're gonna have movie night.
You get your own ride home.
I'm not driving you home either.
You know, you're joining me after podcast.
All right.
My friends.
Okay.
Tea, and also
we're gonna have tea.
We're gonna have tea. All right.
Yeah, I'm whipping out the freaking tea set.
Oh, I'm gonna get drunk and go.
I like this. It's a great idea.
Well, I agree.
I think sexually active band geeks transfers to any country because he went to high school in Portugal.
Yeah.
He lived in Portugal before he came.
Yes, I can attest to sexually active band geeks.
I cannot.
No, see, I had a friend who wasn't.
Dated a nice trumpet player.
So those nasty folks all had syphilis. I'm like, nasty.
Yeah, there was a ring of some going around.
That's not right.
When I was in high school. I was lucky not to get it, but it was going around.
That's not right.
I mean, that's how I got mono.
Oh my God!
Not syphilis, mono. Sorry.
Wow!
Whoa.
Those are way different, Tal.
Wow! Also
very sexually active, and I have no idea. Syphilis and mono are way different.
Way different. That is some Robert Kirkman fuck up, man.
That's a hilarious
look. That is some George R. Martin laziness. Ah. I'm just going to unplug her mic now. You're not. Just no.
You're in timeout. No, I'm just kidding.
You are in your corner.
You're in your corner already. You're in your round corner. The new Jumanji film will be out this winter. I'm just excited to just see how The Rock pulls off Danny DeVito.
The accent sounds almost spot on. But
almost.
No, he has to say, "I'm trash," at least once.
At least.
I'm a trash man.
At least once.
It's perfect.
Coming up on our anniversaries, if you're keeping track at home, Monty Python is about to hit its 50th anniversary. And BBC America plans a Monty Python marathon.
Hell yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't done this sooner. We get them all the time with Doctor Who. Yeah. Why the fuck have we not done this with Monty Python?
They do Doctor Who like every Christmas. Like,
yeah.
I know. They do a marathon. I really have come to hate Christmas.
Oh, I love Doctor Who. Because they showed the old ones.
Actually, they're talking about there is going to be a new Christmas special this year with Jodie Whittaker, even though the new season won't be back until 2020 for Doctor Who.
Well, that's pretty normal. They usually do the Christmas special even if there's not another season.
Yeah, I think they're realizing they messed the markup on that one last year.
My whole thing was I finally watched the most recent season,
right,
and it feels like they don't know where to go. It feels like the whole time they're building up to something,
and they have no idea what to do with
it. They don't know what they're building up to.
Yeah,
they've gone Game of Thrones, huh?
It felt that way. So I'm really happy that they are taking a break, that they're filming longer, and that they're taking some time to write some stuff.
Maybe paying some writers, maybe meeting some deadlines. It'll be great.
But yeah, it felt like we're gonna do this and we're gonna build up to it, but there's.
The BBC America will be celebrating the anniversary in September with a marathon of Monty Python's Flying Circus,
hell yeah,
Monty Python's Life of Brian, and, of course, the Holy Grail.
Oh, the best one.
The best one.
I'm so sick of Grail.
The Holy Grail.
Really? I've been sick of the Holy Grail since the seventh grade.
It's the Holy Grail of the Monty Python series.
The one thing that I'm looking forward to, and I haven't seen it in ages, and I know I could probably just go to YouTube, is the dead parrot sketch from the Flying Circus.
I cried laughing
yes.
the first time I saw that. Or Death at the Dinner Table.
Death at the Dinner Table.
Yeah.
The moron races.
I like the sketches better than the movies. I don't like the movies.
You know, I love Holy Grail, but Life of Brian is just boring. It is. It's boring.
Yeah.
And
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Life of Brian is not great. The other one. What's the other one?
Meaning of Life.
Meaning of Life.
Because every sperm is sacred.
Yeah. I mean, it's got some funny bits, but.
Well, let's see. Wasn't it out of that one that we got the exploding guy in the French restaurant?
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny. That's a funny bit.
It was. Especially what's more funny is John Cleese making that run dive over the fern before the guy explodes.
It's one of my favorite little bits, but yeah.
And when I think about it, a lot of the funny ones, because Graham, the guy that passed away, mm-hmm. who plays King Arthur in the Grail, he's funny, but in all of them, Cleese is usually the one that cracks.
Oh, Cleese is way funnier.
Cracks me up. Yeah. I mean, Eric Idle isn't bad, but.
Well, they're all great. They are.
They're
all good actors.
They are, yes.
They're all good comedians, but yeah, the TV show is way better than
Flying Circus is where it's at.
I'll agree with you on that.
Yes. Why are you staring at me like that, Swan?
Swan. I was gonna say I can't. I only watched it like once, oh and God. I just didn't think it was that funny.
It was like with the Roman soldiers.
Was it the Virginia Swan or something like that?
No.
I remember they had stupid names.
They did. I mean, I loved a lot of their
It's a good stupid names bit, but
yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was sitting there screaming at them because he had a stupid name. And they're like, the one guard starts giggling.
Biggest Dickus. That's right. That's it.
I was like, he's got a goofy name, and the one guard starts.
Yeah, that's why the guy who laughs so hard, he was genuine. They had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, when you get told you're not allowed to laugh at something. Yeah, he starts giggling. That guy, it was like the guard on the right. He smirks.
And then, like, the guy just busted out laughing. He was escorted out because
yeah, he couldn't hold his shit together. Also in September, BBC Radio 4 will premiere 5 new radio specials.
BBC 4 will premiere 5 new specials.
BBC 1, 2, and 3 will be doing nothing as per usual.
They will be reporting on some crisis. And James Attenborough's new look at animal life. Executive produce by Michael Palin will feature never-before-released material from the Monty Python archives and all of that. So I'm curious.
Oh, maybe some new sketches.
Stuff that we've never heard.
See, my problem with that sometimes is... they were put on the cutting room floor for a
very good reason.
And it's the way I feel about like a lot of deleted scenes and movies and stuff like that. Like, I'll watch it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was interesting, but it's not that great.
No, some of it was meant to be left on the floor for a reason.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not sure if it should stay on the floor, but I loved, nonetheless, A&E is bringing Ghost Hunters back.
Hell yeah.
In a big, huge paranormal push that they're doing on their network.
Yeah, what the hell? Was it Celebrity Ghost Stories?
Correct.
And, oh God, what was the other one they're bringing back? Was it
Psychic Kids?
Psychic Kids.
Psychic Kids just looks like a bad Cosby routine.
I was going to say.
Kids say the craziest things when you give them sugar and opiates.
The original Psychic Kids.
No.
Bibbidi bobbidi boobity. Yeah, that was the worst Cosby.
No, that was too good.
Well, you take the pudding. You and take the pudding and the thing and the opiates and you
stop,
do the mixy mixy. It's because it's talking like this and
okay,
and
you're not of the generation of Cosby.
Yeah, you. That's how Cosby used to do
his. That's absolutely.
No, that's how he. That's how he would hold his mouth.
I don't think you do.
With the pudding pops.
You get the hoagie.
You get the. My barbecue sauce does magic things, Barbara.
I know.
You said
my Cosby impression just sounds bad.
No, that was actually pretty good. I mean, it was horrible, but that was
pretty good.
It's funny because it's bad.
It's funny because it's so bad. No, the Psychic Kids just looks like a bad Ghostbuster skitch.
Dude,
I'm just
so
electrodes
dumb.
Just start shocking them.
Well, yeah. Bill Murray's going to be hosting.
Bill
Murray. World of the Psychic. Next
I know
on the show,
Masters.
Hairless Pets. Weird.
Weird. I loved Ghost Hunters.
I like Ghost Hunters.
I can tell you.
It's a good show.
Grant was like one of my favorite individuals on the show.
Yeah.
He is returning.
Well, and then I was talking to Dwight about this.
Yeah.
Like this a couple weeks ago. I remember he left the show and I couldn't remember why. I forgot he started a haunted bed and breakfast.
He did. Him and his wife.
I couldn't remember that. I was like, why did he leave the show?
That's why.
Oh, that's right. The bed and breakfast.
And they had investigated it and all of that.
Yeah.
And him and his wife
flopped.
And I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And it was
because
so
it was like the middle of nowhere.
It turns out that the people who go to bed and breakfasts are not the same people who like visiting haunted things.
Weird.
Well, and it was.
I don't know how true that is because I know a lot of people who go to stay at like
the sanitariums and all that.
Yeah. Well, and the Stanley too. Yeah. Like
that,
Tao
not
said.
A bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
But the there are other things. When I saw this bed and breakfast that they were getting, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
At least the Stanley, you have a town and there's other shit to do.
Yeah,
this bed and breakfast was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, if it was like in a town, yeah, if it was up in like Fort Collins or something.
Yeah.
Like, something.
But, I mean, it's cool that they're coming back. They brought some of the team members back from the original Ghost Hunters. This is how I got introduced to Josh Gates because...
Mm-hmm.
He was showing up. This is before Destination Truth.
He was a guest on that show
He did a couple of stand-ins with him.
Back.
I don't know.
I'd like to see him.
I hope he would.
Yeah, but he's got his own thing with Travel Channel, so.
Yeah, which actually I know Red gives me shit about liking his show, but.
What show?
Josh Gates.
Josh Gates.
Hello, I'm Josh Gates.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, Josh Gates, we're going to go check out the Haunted Isle.
I don't know.
No, seriously, anytime you hear Josh Gates scream, it sounds like Kermit the Frog. I'm just waiting for him to...
Waving his arms like a
Yes. Yeah, like the there's Muppet. One scene where he's in a raft.
Done that, yeah.
Yes, he's in a raft. He's going over like the white caps. And
that's fantastic. That's just, I missed that show. See, I want that show to come back. I want Destination Truth back.
I do too.
That's a fantastic
half
show.
The fun of that show was his crew.
Oh yeah, well, because they actually went around to these places and they actually like talked to the locals and they
Isle of the Dolls still creeps me out.
Oh yeah, well, and I finally caved and I bought that. It's on like Amazon. You can buy like all the seasons.
Right.
I finally bought everything and I was rewatching it and like there's one where they're looking for Bigfoot and they find like a cougar in the middle of the woods and they're all sitting there like, well, guys, you didn't find Bigfoot, but there's a cougar about 10 feet that way. And you're just like, oh, no.
I know they got the trap camera, and it's like, what is it? And then you just see this thing just slowly comes out. You're like, oh, oh.
Just crouched in the woods.
There's a cougar in the woods. There's a cougar. Right there, there's a cougar. Run, guys.
So we got Kermit the Frog hiding from older women who are trying to have sex with him. I'd watch that show.
Wow. Kermit the Frog, cougar hunter.
He's got like an Indiana Jones hat.
Oh, my God. There was...
Oh, yeah.
So on the Sci-Fi Network, they had produced 230 episodes of
Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters.
I didn't realize they'd been on that long.
They went 11 seasons.
Wow.
So, I mean, there were a lot of investigations.
Wow.
Wow.
No, I can't do it. I can't. My nose is...
Wow.
I'm not that nasal.
Wow.
Yeah, see, you got to...
No, that's pretty good.
That's good. That's good. Yay. Not closer.
Better than me. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm curious to see what new they do. Because 200.
Do you think they're still Taps, or do you think it's going to be a different company?
I
don't know if they're still part of Taps.
I don't know if Taps is still around.
They kind of are. I don't know.
They kind of are.
That's. They have T-shirts.
Don't threaten me.
I've got a T. They don't threaten me.
they kind of are. Oh.
Let's see. What was it? The Atlantic Paranormal Society or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I don't think Taps is still around. I think it dissolved.
I don't know.
I think with the end of the show, that was kind of the end of their money.
Mm.
And
the Atlantic Paranormal Society.
Yeah.
Oh, they still have a website up.
When was it last updated? I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to see them investigate new places. I wouldn't mind seeing them go back to that sanitarium in Jersey, mm-hmm. which I always wanted to investigate myself because there were some creepy things that happened in that show that you're like, they give you the chills. Chairs moving that shouldn't and just...
When do chairs should move?
When someone is in them.
When are chairs supposed to move?
When someone is in them.
I was going to say, when someone else is involved? I don't
know. There's
chairs are moving when they shouldn't be.
They are.
When should they
when no one's near
them? No one's near them. No one's
there's
in the
no
chair.
Wind?
And it moves. Like, literally moves.
I just imagine tripping over
thank
a
you.
Chair just being like, that's when you don't want to move.
That's
I don't know when the chair moves on its own. Is
oh,
that
shit.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Trip me on purpose.
I was using my Jedi power, so that one was supposed to move. That's fine. That's nothing creepy about that.
So the new...
That one is normal. The other one moving is not normal.
That wasn't me.
That's a sinister chair.
The new ghost...
It's using its powers for evil!
The new Ghost Hunters will premiere August 21st. There's 20 episodes initially to kick it off. I don't know if I'm going to have the patience to watch Psychic Kids and Celebrity Ghost Stories. I watched that one with Patton Oswalt, the first one.
Yeah, his story is a little creepy.
His story is creepy, but it's Patton Oswalt. I don't know if I can take him serious.
Oh, poor Patton Oswalt.
I like Patton Oswalt.
I like Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
But he's just had a rough go of it.
Mm-hmm. He has had a rough go.
I wonder if he'll get back on that show and tell his story again.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
My grandmother.
Because seriously, he shouldn't be here, according to that story. He should be dead.
Your grandfather died when? 300 years ago.
What?
I just thought of the thing. What? A llama? He's supposed to be dead.
Also, in comic book news, Joe Hill, who you may know as the son of Stephen King, is launching new horror-themed comic books for DC.
Ooh.
Right now, That's Joe exciting. Hill has been running Nosferatu on the, which network is it?
See, I thought it AMC? Was AMC. Yeah.
I think it's AMC. Nosferatu, well, the way it's Nosferatu, but it's like current day, kind of like 1920s.
It's a license plate.
Oh.
I think it's Nosferatu.
It's Nosferatu.
Yeah. Joe Hill looks creepily like his dad.
Uh-huh.
He looks like
he looks like Stephen King. Yeah,
he does.
It's almost like they're related.
What?
What?
Preposterous! Preposterous indeed. 500 years.
500.
Took us 3 days to make that potato salad. 3 days.
So I haven't watched any of the Nosferatu, and I haven't heard good things about it.
I haven't watched it.
The car's pretty.
The car is awesome. I hear.
I'm not into it.
Lock and Key, which I'm excited to hear, will be coming to Netflix.
Tight.
After everybody else passed on it, which I still don't understand why.
Well, Netflix seems to pick up those shows that, like, people are just like, man, I don't want to do this, and then they're like, we'll take it.
Yeah, well, I know Fox, was it Fox that they were in, like, lengthy talks about getting it? And
it was Fox said eventually
it's too scary.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I don't think that's ever been...
Netflix is like, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Give it. Give it. We'll take it.
Give it up. Give it up. We'll take it. So Joe Hill, who I can see easily surpassing Mr. Kirkman.
Poor Kirkman.
Poor Kirkman. I think is quickly going to fall to the wayside.
He's going
to
cry at the urinal.
Because again? Again? Because he never left. He just stood
there. He just stands there.
Yeah, he and Gaiman are going to be there just crying.
Dick in hand.
Big crocodile tears.
How did you camera me in the bathroom?
Okay. See, that's the thing about Gaiman is he doesn't care. He's just going to do his thing, and he's gonna make his money, and he's gonna have his fans, and
he moves on.
Yeah, and oddly enough, he's actually a pretty well adjusted human being, all things considered.
All things considered.
But yeah, that's the thing is he didn't care. He didn't care.
No. And with Lock and Key finally getting produced, which I think is probably. I mean, the later episodes get a little weird, but it's probably one of the best horror comics next to Walking Dead in the last decade. Easily.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Because I love the premise with the keys unlocking different abilities and things inside of
You think Walking
house.
Dead qualifies as horror?
Technically.
I don't think so.
That's the genre it's in.
When it started...
Just because you don't think it's horror.
That's I don't think so.
Now, no. It's more of a satire of itself. If
well,
I was
no, I'm not talking about now versus then. I'm talking about ever.
Yes, it was horror.
I don't think so.
It was. I don't think so.
What do you mean, zombies eating people?
Yeah, that's not horror.
Yes,
that's not necessarily horror.
That's the genre.
What category would you? What's your category?
Action.
Yeah, I just call it fantasy adventure.
What? I don't. Okay.
Because the type of story being told is more of a hero's journey, coming of age story. There's no real commentary on social activity. Horror has to have a statement.
Yeah.
And this doesn't have a statement. It's just always been about...
Don't get eaten. That's the statement.
That's not enough.
I don't feel like horror has to have a statement to be considered horror.
I do.
Like, in my brain, yeah, absolutely.
Because,
but.
Because the reason... It's like, you know, it's like choosing your spices in your cooking. Is there's you pick things because that goes well with the protein. You do that, but you pick your genre based on what you're trying to convey with your story. And it's not just, I like monsters. Like, no, it's not enough. That's great if you want to do action adventure with monsters. Yeah, have zombies in it. But don't call it horror just because it's got zombies in it. That's not enough. All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
They need more than monsters to make it horror.
Okay.
I'll agree to disagree.
It's, I don't know, I mean, and we've said this, and this actually, when I was reading this article that brought this up, that we are in a new golden age of horror. I mean, Red and I have talked about this, we've asked a lot of horror artists and writers in interviews that, you know, we've got films like Get Out, Hereditary, It, follows and it. It's just getting more and more, and it's interesting and it's fun to see where it's going to go. So what they decide, what kind of, if they, okay, what kind of statement, if it doesn't have a statement, then is it not horror? Can it still just be scary?
You think it's scary?
No, it's not my it doesn't have to be my definition. It's somebody out there thinks it's scary.
I don't think Walking Dead is scary. I think Walking Dead is more, yeah, it's very survivalist.
You
which
jumped up and screamed and ran out of the room in one of the scenes when a zombie jumped out.
Jump scares are cheap.
No, that's still horror.
First of all, that's the TV show. I'm not talking about the TV show. I'm talking about the comic.
Okay.
All right. I don't think the comic was ever horror. I think it was survivalist with monsters, which makes it action.
I feel like that makes it horror. Trying to survive in a scary world? That's a horror.
It's always a scary world. It's a scary world right out there.
That's not the point.
That makes contemporary horror.
That's true. On the drive-in, we saw a car that was submerged up to the windshield.
That's not the
point, though.
No, that is the point. That's your point.
But people
you just
get
made.
Ripped apart. People get ripped apart.
People get ripped apart out in the real world, man.
Eaten alive out in the real world.
You know
constantly.
What? I saw Deliverance.
That's not the same. That's horror.
Okay, Deliverance is horror.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But no, this is.
So an example would be like Children of Blood and Blood, for instance. They're trying to survive.
Magic,
but it's not necessarily horror.
Yeah, this is.
But I'm not
survival.
Saying
it's
that.
It's just action adventure.
So not all survival has to.
I feel like this is a survival horror situation.
I don't think it's horror.
I think when
zombies in general make it horror.
No.
People coming back from the dead?
No.
So if you shot your friend and he came back from the dead, that's not horrifying?
Is Twilight horror?
That's not that.
It has vampires, therefore monsters, therefore horror. That's
not saying monsters. I'm saying people coming back from the dead.
The story is horror.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The story is horrible, not horror. There's a big difference.
If I come back as a zombie,
okay.
Okay, first of all, you need to start wearing sock puppets all the time.
Yeah,
now.
I was going to say, just constantly.
That's not now your gimmick. I don't know. I don't even know why we're friends.
Yeah.
But I don't really consider it horror.
I think that is horror, too.
I think so. Because, okay, maybe the final. The final incarnation of Walking Dead isn't horror. Not when it started.
No, I'm talking about the comics when they started.
When the comics started, it was horror.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
yes.
It's horror.
I don't think so.
Okay. Because it was more horror.
I know. I love how you guys keep trying to like explain it to me because I'm not understanding what you're talking about.
She's not going
to
go along with us.
But
it's fine.
Well, no, I'm not going to go along because I know I'm hot, but I have opinions. But I don't think it's horror. I don't think it was ever scary.
All right. I'm excited to see that DC is actually bringing in a legitimate horror writer that has credits writing horror to head up this side of their comics. Because it's been a long time since there has been a decent horror, like EC-style horror comic.
So you
comic.
Agree Kirkman is not a horror writer.
Well, Kirkman may not be the best horror writer,
no,
but we haven't
no,
seen...
No.
When Walking Dead first premiered, yes, it was a horror comic. Is it a horror comic now? No.
I've only read the first 10 issues, and I guarantee you, it's not a horror comic.
Okay.
I mean, Kiss is more frightening, but...
Well, that's just because we've seen Gene Simmons without makeup.
Gene Simmons in makeup.
His hair is what's more frightening.
No, his advertising.
Yeah. So, with Joe Hill joining DC, it's very interesting now that the comics industry is so, I don't know, fearful of trying to produce anything without having someone with, like, a movie credit. Because we reported last week about J.J. Abrams and his son doing Spider-Man, and now this week we get Joe Hill from DC heading up the horror side.
Yeah.
So are we going to start seeing a new trend, new transition?
Hopefully.
Because I'm excited to see new horror comics.
Bring something to
I'm excited
DC.
To see any horror.
Any horror would be fine. There isn't a horror comic right now.
No.
There isn't.
Hasn't been one in decades.
Decades.
Mm. Not since Watchmen.
Watch.
That's horror.
Oh my god. We talked.
Fight me.
You know,
in Jello.
Yes,
only in Jello.
Only in Jello.
That's the only way we can settle arguments anymore.
Yes,
is in Jello. All right, Jello. I'm down. I'm down for that.
last bit of
it's the only way.
In video game news,
we're gonna make that a level on the Patreon. It's just Jello fun.
Jello,
just Jello fun.
You don't get anything. You just support the Jello.
Yeah, you
Jello.
Just support our poor Jello fund. We keep having to buy Jello because we keep getting into arguments.
Our poor use of Jello.
We have to settle this like men and women in Jello.
Yeah, with grape flavored Jello.
Lime flavored. No, we're not gonna fight about this.
No, we'll have different flavors for different kinds of arguments, like different
fair.
Levels.
That's fair.
Well, yeah, because
horror arguments have to be cherry.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You know, red like blood. Yeah.
Which one do we add the fruit to?
Obviously, the horror.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's got to have bits. Chunky bits.
Chunky bits. Mm. You took the words right out of my mouth.
So, once upon a time. I don't know. Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh no! Go on.
I don't know if these fruit snacks.
That's a weird segue.
That is. Once upon a time.
How is that a weird segue?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
As far as I, there were these fruit snacks that are called shark bites. I don't know if they're still a thing.
I know shark bites.
Shark bites.
They might still be a thing. I
yeah,
think.
They're just, still a thing. They're just fruit snacks little in the shape snacks. Of sharks.
Shark.
The special edition great white shark was oh my god. And
Shark Week's quickly approaching
we went nuts for that. But so one day my mom got blue Jello and put the shark bites in it and tried to do something fun with the shark underwater. But because they are fruit snacks, which is a gelatin based thing, they dissolved. And it's a texture I remember to this day.
Not exactly Jello, but not exactly.
It's like when you bite into something and you know immediately you don't like it. It was probably that, wasn't it? Like immediately.
It was so. Well, you couldn't get it. You couldn't get it out because it just dissolved and spread.
It's horrible.
Oh no! It's squished and then there was extra bits and you're like ah.
Oh. So yeah, that's the kind of texture we should fight horror with.
Horrible. Do you want some more?
Yes.
No. But I really want Jello now.
Yes, I give your mom credit for trying to be original.
I was going to say, the idea's good.
Yeah, the idea is good, but if only...
Execution.
If only she had, you know, any chemistry knowledge.
That's funny. In video game news, The Witcher is actually becoming a show on Netflix. I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm excited.
I
think the world itself is big enough that you can do it well. Calm down, nerd. Calm down, nerd.
Easy, simmer down there.
Okay.
Simmer down.
That should be on the next shirt. Just calm down, nerd.
Calm down, nerd. Oh, yes. Write that down.
Write it down.
Over here.
But like,
calm down, nerd.
It's just going to be me angry.
Yeah.
Little eyebrows just...
but like... I trust Netflix with things most of the time.
I don't know.
Castlevania was good.
Castlevania is passable.
We don't no because any anime adaptation is going to be bad. Doesn't matter what you do.
Even the Japanese live action film for Death Note was better than that.
And it's still bad. I've seen it.
We're not
it's
arguing
bad.
That it's
they're all bad. Live bad. Action anime just doesn't work very well.
No.
Yeah, live action anime films always flop. Yeah. In Japan.
And video games used to flop, but we've had a recent surge of decent video game movies.
Some.
Detective Pikachu.
I'm
not even drunk.
We all need water.
Yeah.
But
no, I think The Witcher will be fine. I think Geralt looks fine. I don't like that they didn't make his eyes spooky scary.
Well, like that at least point. Maybe that we see.
Yeah, but like that's my thing is I understand when sometimes a change is necessary, but I don't know. I think it'll be fine.
We'll see. I mean, because there wasn't a whole lot going on in gaming news this week with San Diego Comic-Con looming.
Well, yeah, they tried
nobody's
to save
doing
everything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Hall H has dropped its schedule, mm-hmm. and everybody's just like
everybody's waiting,
frothing at the bit.
Isn't Marvel going to be at San Diego Comic-Con this
year? Marvel will be there.
I guarantee we'll get like a game announcement from them. For something, because I know they said they want to make another Spider-Man game.
They do.
So, and we're supposed to get that new Avengers game eventually.
God, the one that doesn't look like any Avenger we know?
Okay, I'm going to defend it here.
Okay.
And say that they couldn't get the rights to do
the
any
faces?
Of the faces.
So how about they just probably base it off of the cartoon face?
Well, what they probably did was they probably started to do it as the actors, and then Marvel probably stepped in and said, no, we can't.
Disney probably did.
Yeah, and so they probably got squashed, and they said, well, we can't change it much now. Yeah. We're locked E3's in a here. Week away.
Yes, we'll Tony Stark looks like Robert Downey Jr. and Paul Rudd just kind of skished together.
Yeah, a lot of people keep pointing out they look like they're stunt doubles. They do. No, they do. It's so funny because it's just like, you look at it and you go, that kind of looks like, you know, what's his name? Bruce Banner.
How very Spaceballs.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
you perfect. Caught their stunt doubles.
Oh, it's funny as hell. Yeah, yeah. It's very strange. But, yeah. Video game adaptations are doing okay.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I'm not saying no, but they're getting better. When maybe we'll see.
Hey, we'll listen. See. After the Super Mario Brothers movie, we got nowhere to go but up.
I wouldn't mind seeing a new Howard the Duck, but that's just me.
Shut up.
Why are you giving
now
me frowny face?
Horror.
Shut up, nerd.
Don't no, you know me. What? I'll agree with Reddit. That's horror.
That is horror.
That's horror right there.
No, you know what? Howard the Duck, that is horror.
There's duck tits.
It's just... it's.
There's duck tits.
Duck tits.
It's just... it's happy nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't need that in my life. The message is you're never going to sleep again.
I want a duck that sounds like Bill Cosby.
No!
No!
Cosby duck.
I rage quit. And on that bombshell, end the podcast.
Yeah, we're done now.
We're done now. We'll be back next week.
Will we?
Yes. Shop us.
Shop us?
Shop us.
No, shop us is my cookout.
No, not.
Shop us?
Shop.
Shop smart. Shop smart.
Smart. What was it that we did yesterday? No, we can't do that one. Never mind. And on that bombshell, we shall say goodbye.
Yeah, no, can't do that one. Bye.